Track 4, Fuentedueña Chapel. This is from the church of San Martín near Fuentedueña, in the heart of Spain, built during the 12th century. Stand at the entrance of the chapel, facing the apse opposite you. Medieval churches were usually built facing east. Alas, in its New York location, the Fuentedueña Chapel faces north, but let's imagine it faces the eastern sky. Pause your podcast and jot down your answer to the following question. Why do you think the main church altars were usually placed at the east end of the church? The main entrance to churches usually points to the west, where the dying sun sets. Look to your right. There is a baptismal font beside the entrance door. This is where babies are baptized, marking their change from spiritual death to life. You enter the west end, spiritually dead, are reborn at the font, and can then approach the holy east end. So your journey around the church is itself a kind of pilgrimage, every part symbolic. Behind the baptismal font, beside the door, is a painting on plaster called a fresco of an animal that does not look very European. What is it? The fresco is from a small monastic settlement in roughly the same region of Spain as Fuentedueña. Walk around the chapel and make a note of other animals that by European standards seem exotic. Back in the early 8th century, Muslims from North Africa, known as Moors, had conquered much of Spain. St. James of Compostela was known as Santiago Matamoros, James the Moor Slayer, defender of Spain against Muslims. From your map, you can see that Fuentedueña was of strategic geographic importance in the delicate, often hostile relations between Christians and Muslims. This very year, 1492, Ferdinand and Isabella, the rulers of Christian Spain, conquered Granada, the last Islamic community in the south of Spain. Its Jewish and Islamic inhabitants soon faced one of three choices: leave, stay and convert, or be killed. Yet at the same time of all this hostility, there was peaceful coexistence and borrowing between the cultures. This fresco behind the baptismal font, adorning a Christian building, yet Moorish in inspiration, witnesses to that. Walk up to the large crucifix hanging where the nave meets the apse. Comparing these golden limestone bricks with those you saw in the Langon Chapel, do you think this apse is original or modern? Quickly sketch the image, noting the straightness of Christ's limbs, the arms strong and extended, the body symmetrical. Pause your tape if necessary. This crucifix was created in the same period as the enthroned Virgin and Child and the two Romanesque chapels, Langon and Fuentedueña. Gospel accounts tell us that Christ wore thorns on his head. But what does this figure wear? Is his head hanging down on his chest or looking up? Are his eyes open or shut? Do you see a spear wound in his right side? This figure shows little of the agony of crucifixion. The pain is abstract. Christ is victorious over death, not in subjection to it. Go now to the Campan room to begin track 5.